Nintendo recalls Wii Mutes amid fears children are becoming fit. This is Graves Monkey reporting for our news. December 23, 2006, Kyoto, Japan. Gaming giants Nintendo have issued a recall of 3.2 million Wiimotes after it emerged that a flaw in the original design was causing users to inadvertently exercise while gaming.
It's come as quite a shock,
describes Nancy Vacker, who son Clayton has allegedly been robbed of over £50 since he started playing his Wii.
There you are, thinking your kids are playing safely in the next room, then you find out they're actually doing something beneficial to their health.
Ms. Vacker, aged 44, is one of many concerned parents campaigning for the Wii to carry health warnings detailing the risk of weight loss and increased muscle that stems from heavy usage.
He spends an average of 13 hours a day on his Wii. I'm just glad I'm not one of those reasonable mothers who waits until Christmas to give the children $600 gaming systems. Imagine all that Christmas dinner that would have just gone to waste.
Nintendo have offered the Vacker family compensation in the form of Game Boys and home delivery pizza coupons and urge others who feel they have unfairly lost body mass to contact their customer complaints department. Mr. J. Wario, a spokesperson for Nintendo, issued the following statement.
It appears an engineer had their page set to portrait instead of landscape when printing the blueprints. While this did not initially appear to present any hazards, it has since become evident we didn't factor in the similarity our controllers would have to lightsabers. We apologize to any consumers whose rest and energetic lifestyles have been disrupted, and assure you the Wiimote Mark 2 has been successfully rotated and will require no more effort than this slight twiddling of thumbs you are used to.
The console's motion-sensitive remote controller can be used like a tennis racket, lightsaber, or other maneuverable object, although a line of adult-themed games are due to hit the shelves sometime in the new year.